Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
You guys know there's first responder military guys, like representing and playing those kinds of characters as an actor, there's a the bar is raised. Like the challenge is put in front of you to all of our extras were always real firefighters. And they were all, you know, guys would bring their own gear.
Yeah, I got a prior TACP student that worked on Chicago Fire.
Oh, really?
For a while, yeah, because he was a firefighter up there.
Yeah.
And they're highly critical, too, of their shows.
Oh, they'll pick it apart.
Yeah, so, Jared could tell you, like, before we did Range 15, like, he'll sit down, we watched a bunch of military movies together. He picked apart every, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the movies that we probably loved, like Hurt Locker.
What?
Yeah. He was like, it's
the most hated movie in the military.
In the military, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's just so, it's garbage. Like,
yeah, not even close.
Like, well, it's like.
And it won Best Picture, so keep in mind.
It's so fabricated. The situations that this guy is doing is just so, it's like, what? He's running off base with a pistol in his jeans at night in Baghdad. Like, no, that's how you get your head cut off.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I'm sure you hear it from first responders who watch the show.
Yeah, there was a big, before the show came out, and when NBC put their first marketing out, which was, we were not a part of, and I saw the first images, and it was just the guys with their shirts off and oiled up, you know, like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And the girls, you know, looked hot, too, and it was like, that is so not what we're doing.
Right.
You know, our guys are training. Like, our guys are doing
the real stuff.
Was
Sophia Bush in that one?
No, Sophia was on PD.
Gotcha. Because I remember her slow turns in those commercials, too. It was just like...
Yeah, that's NBC for you.
Yeah.
Number one network. They were number four when we got there, and now they're number one.
Good. So. Good for them. I like to see all of them succeed. I don't want to see this whole thing crater.
Right.
So I'm happy for that. Right. That's good.
Yeah. But with our guys trained a lot, and they did everything real, and there was... I was going to say, the real firefighters come as extras, and they come off a 24-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
And here then they come to set with their gear. They're making like $107 or whatever an extra makes on the day. And but they stand out there in the sun or the cold or whatever, and we have them because they're 1,000 feet in the background. Okay, do it again. And they got to re-pull the hose off the truck after the pull-up, and then they got to put it back and do it again. And we don't want to be waiting for them, and they're all, you know, tired of shit. And then when an actor would bitch, or that didn't happen very often, but they would get a little persnickety or whatever, you'd just point over to those guys and be like, yeah, you want to complain about your call time this morning?
Yeah.
I know we had to get you 10 minutes earlier than usual, but it's because it's fucking snowing out.
And
those guys haven't slept in 48 hours.
Yeah, they were on 24-hour shift last night.
Yeah. We didn't have to say that often because our lead tech advisor was... I mean, generally thought of as the baddest man in Chicago, and his best friend was commissioner, and he only didn't do it because once you're commissioner, you can't be a firefighter anymore. I mean, you're not on the street anymore. So he was on set every day, and to look him in the eye and be
say
an asshole.
No.
Yeah. So, and I think he is very well known around the country. He's taught a lot. And so he did get us a lot of cred. We were all a little nervous when those images came out and everybody's greased up and it's like, it looks like, you know, a fire porn kind of thing.
Yeah. I know the gay community. There was a lot of cheers.